Chapter 17. When Albert Einstein first came into Rothman's department store in July 1939, the owner, David Rothman, recognized him immediately. News had already spread across this sleepy bayside village far out on Long Island that the strange genius with wild hair considered himself a sailor and had rented a summer cottage overlooking the bay. The name of his poor-looking 15-foot sailboat was Tinif, which means worthless or junk in Yiddish, and, according to tales across the bay, it could have equally described Einstein's sailing skills. "You had 30 people around here who tell you they rescued Einstein when his boat turned over," said David Rothman's son, Robert, who now runs the store. Robert was 12 that summer when Einstein, then 60, came in and, in his heavy German accent, seemed to be asking whether the store sold sundials. "So my father took him out back and showed him a sundial," Robert recalled in the store. Einstein said, "No, no, sundials," and pointed at his feet. He was looking for sandals. The only sandals Rothman stocked were a narrow feminine pair, but they seemed to fit right into Einstein's careless appearance. "I can still see him standing here with that big head of hair," Rothman said. "The hair was very unusual at that time for a man, and he used a white cotton rope for a belt, probably something that came off his sailboat." Rothman, 80, is one of a handful of people here who still remember Einstein's Long Island summer vacation, which had moments of both great importance and great amusement. There was the letter he wrote to President Franklin D. Roosevelt that some believe may have led to the development of the atomic bomb. And then there was the widespread delight among locals over the professors needing constant rescue after getting lost in town or sailing his boat ashore.